Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Give Me 5 Minutes. This is your host, C.M. Atkinson. I'm so happy that you have tuned in today. You can log on to our website at BibleStrong316.org. You'll find these lessons right on the website. These lessons are designed to help you find your place in God and to give you the biblical information you need to live a full life in Jesus Christ. It's lesson time now. Scoot up your chair. In the book of James, the first chapter, I'm going to read verse 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised them that love him. Here in verse 12, James is returning to the subject of temptation. In verse 2, James taught that temptation should be regarded as an opportunity for joy. Verse 12 teaches that the endurance of temptation brings a blessing from God, even the crown of life. Elsewhere, we read of the crown of righteousness, which Paul speaks of in 2 Timothy, and we read of the crown of glory, which Peter speaks of in the first book of Peter. James here says that the man who faces trials with courage and joy is blessed. He's happy. When I read the phrase, blessed is the man, I was reminded of the Beatitudes from chapter 5 of the book of Matthew. Jesus says, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteous' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And in verse 11, blessed are they when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. And then in chapter 10 of the book of Matthew, Jesus said, you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. I've heard people quote the words of Jesus where he said, he that believeth and baptized shall be saved. But I read here where he said, he that endureth to the end shall be saved. It's going to take more than water baptism to save you. It's going to take more than water baptism to get you through the trials and temptations in this world. It's going to take more than being baptized in water for you to be an overcomer in the Lord Jesus Christ. You're going to need the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So I say to you today, seek ye first the kingdom of God. Seek the Holy Spirit. Seek wisdom. If you want to be able to endure to the end, James said, you shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. The crown of life shall be for those who endure. Endure is to be understood as facing difficult situations in a manner that's recommended in verses 2 and 4. Endure them with joy. Happy is the man who remains steadfast on the trials. The ultimate goal of the Christian is eternal life. It is the quality of life that begins here, right here on this earth, and culminates beyond the graves. The crown of life, a symbol of what is expressed in the words, well done, thou good and faithful servant. In verse 13, James wrote, let no man say that when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempt he any man. This tells me that we should never feel the impulse to commit sin and saying, I am tempted of God. God permits trials to make us strong, but he never entices us to do evil. God is a holy God. His whole plan of redemption was designed to destroy sin. Because of his very nature, God cannot be tempted by evil. And to encourage one of his creatures to sin would be a violation of the purpose for which he gave his only son. God permits the possibility to sin, and it sometimes comes in an attractive form. God does not wish us to yield to temptation. And then in verse 14 he says, every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. But he here seeks to drive home a man's personal involvement and his responsibility for the sins that he commits. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.